Welcome back to another day of your sissy training. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, or I should say gentlemen, soon to be ladies. Today is a very special day, and it should go without saying that all sissies in class today should be wearing their proper chastity devices. Your small pink cages must be firmly worn around your little inferior useless clitty to help you all shrink away your very inadequate manhood. The word man has nothing to do with you at all, my sweet little princess. Real men are given so many wonderful opportunities that sissies just aren't allowed to have. A sissy princess like you is only allowed all kinds of sexually humiliating benefits that a real man just wouldn't have time for. A real man would find it funny. A real man would never in a million years tolerate sexual denial and have their massive cock shrinks. That is very important to understand the fundamental differences between a real man and a little sissy. Today, we are going to go over all of the things that a sissy must become. There are so many very important things for you to learn to increase your life and to make your life so much better and so much more properly sissified. Today, we are going to go over your true purpose in life. There are so many fundamentals that you must understand. All girls need you as their sissy best friend, permanently locked in the friend zone. All girls see you as a friend, and that is a very, very important thing for you. To be all the girls' little princess friend, all the girls will love you. They will think of you like a sister, and you will be so grateful for their friendship, and you will make their lives so much better. And you will never ever think of them as sexual conquests, because that is a thought only for real men, and that has nothing at all to do with you. You must always remember, your relationship with your girl pals is not at all in any way sexual. As a matter of fact, your relationship with the girls is the core of your sexuality. You will look at them and admire their beauty, and deep down within yourself, want to have hot sex with them. But you know, you never ever will. When you see your beautiful girl pal, you will think how sexy she is, how voluptuous she is, how divine her body really is. And then in that moment in time, your little clitty begins to tingle. Your small little clitty begins to tingle deep inside your chastity cage. In this moment, you are reminded of your impotence. And the thought of your impotence is so very arousing to you. You see, what I'm alluding to, sweetheart, is the only similarity that you share with real men. You see, just like real men, you technically have balls, genitals, testicles. But we here at the Academy like to refer to your little marbles as inferior sissy balls. Real men have big, massive balls, full of real men alpha semen. Their sperm, to you, is truly priceless. To all women, to all your platonic girl pals, the real men's balls is life. It's what they live for. It's what motivates them. It's what drives them. And you are no different. The thought of real men's balls, that is more important to you than anything in the world. Now, like I said before, that is the similarity that you do share with real men. You both have balls. A real man has superior and amazing balls. You have inadequate, little, ever-shrinking sissy balls. And you love that. Knowing your balls are worthless makes you so happy. It makes you so horny. Now, the similarity that you both share is that your balls every single day fill up with juices that make you so very horny. Your balls, just like real men's balls, are constantly feeling. The more full they become, the more horny both become. Every second of every day, you and real men, their balls are filling, and they are getting so aroused. Now, a real man, when his balls grow so full and so big, he must have his cock, his massive penis, humongous dick, sucked on. And he gets to bend girls over and fuck them. And of course, this applies to you as well. A real man gets to fuck and feel so much sexual pleasure from his massive cock. And he gets to blow his load like a real man should. He gets to orgasm like a real man. And when a real man reaches climax, his sperm explodes into his little bitch. Whether it's a sexy girl giving him a blowjob, a beautiful woman riding his massive dick, or a little sissy like you, absorbing all of his sperm inside. Either way, a real man deserves to release his balls, to have his sexual release on a daily basis. That is the privilege and the honor that real men get to have. And they experience this on a daily basis, sweetheart. Now, as for you, just like a real man, your balls build with your inferior sissy cummies, always building, making your balls ever larger. Of course, at the Academy, we constantly will ice down your balls and lock your balls in a tight pink tube that your penis will also be attached to. We do not ever want a sissy to have her balls get too big, but with your hormone therapy and your sexual humiliation and hypnosis that you will be going through, I promise you, princess, Your balls, no matter how full they get, they will shrink. They will always be significantly smaller than real men. Real men's balls are ginormous. Your balls are like little tiny sissy marbles that girls love laughing at. But just like real men, your balls will build, and you will get so horny with your sissy baby balls filling up all the way. And you will want more than anything, just like a real man, to empty those little baby balls of yours. But that's the difference, sissy sweetheart. That's the difference. Real men get to ejaculate, expel massive loads of cum and sperm from their penis in a massive explosive orgasm. But you never get to ejaculate. That never gets to happen for you. A real man shoots a large, massive hose blasting his sperm everywhere. But a sissy only gets to expel little sissy drops from her clitty. You will never, ever have a male orgasm again. You are not allowed, nor do you deserve, to have sex like a man, to ejaculate like a man, to feel the sexual ejaculation through your little penis. You don't deserve that. So now the situation begins. A conundrum is created within your mind. You're getting horny, just like a real man does, but you don't deserve to release that sexual frustration like a real man does. You don't have that honor, and thus you never will. So, let's say a real man can't find a sissy or a beautiful girl to pleasure his cock. He will simply pull his massive dick out of his pants and stroke it up and down. He will masturbate, like all real men get to, and he will then come all over the place, shooting his amazing sperm all over the room, or wherever he is. And he will feel so relieved, and his head will be so clear, and of course he will work extra hard to fuck a pretty girl the next day. And being a real man like he is, he will have absolutely no trouble finding a beautiful girl to bend over for him and give him that sexual release that he so rightly deserves, so richly deserves. Now then, a sissy who is permanently impotent, who must always stay limp and tiny, who is, more importantly, locked in a small, pink, chesty device. If you tried to touch your clitty, there would be plastic surrounding it. No matter how hard you tried getting your little fingers through the cage, your clitty would feel nothing. The cage is a sissifying shield that makes sure that you never again will ever feel any pleasure from your little, tiny, shrinking clitty. So then, you are forever getting horny, just like a real man. But you cannot masturbate like a real man. You cannot get hard like a real man. You are forever permitted from ever having sex with a woman. Your little clitty will never, for the rest of your life, ever enter a woman's vagina. That will simply never, ever happen. So, how will you get your release? You will masturbate just like real men, but you will masturbate with your ass. Your voluptuous, big, sissy ass, which is always growing, unlike your clitoris, which is always shrinking. Your butt that is getting bigger and bigger. That, my love, my little princess, is how you will empty your sissy balls through anal masturbation. You will, in time, be trained to be permanently plugged with a butt plug firmly inserted deep within you as a constant reminder that you're nothing like a real man. With a plug in your butthole, you will always know you're nothing like a real man. With the chassis device around your clitty, shrinking away your little peeny, and a butt plug firmly inserted inside of your big sissy ass, you will constantly be reminded everywhere you walk, anytime you sit down, anytime you ever get horny, what a little sissy princess you really are. Now, I don't want to focus on that too long, sweetheart. This file is all about your sissy sexual training. The butt plug training will come later. Be prepared for that. Your ass needs to be properly trained. A lot of girls don't like anal sex because it somewhat hurts. Girls prefer vaginal sex, as that is the natural way a woman's meant to be fucked. Girls can barely handle anal sex, and women were designed to take pain far better than men. But you are a sissy, and you will endure this pain, and thus the importance of your butt plug training. But I digress. This is not the class for today. But I do want you to get excited and mentally and sexually prepared. Now then, sweetheart, you know you get horny, just as horny as a man gets. But you cannot masturbate. You will thus be trained to masturbate your ass. Until your butt plug is inserted properly, you will use a dildo that we at the Sissy Academy will be providing you. You will get some very nice smelling lubrication, and you will pump your sissy rear with your dildo. You will master the art of fucking yourself. And little sissy cummies will pour out of your cage. That is how you will masturbate. That is how you will relieve yourself. But it is so much more important that you understand masturbating this way will never fully relieve you. Your sissy balls will always be full. If you masturbated your asshole all day long, you would never get the release that real men get when they orgasm, when their giant penises reach maximum climax, and they fully expel all of their magnificent sperm from their massive balls, completely emptying it in one moment of ecstasy. You will never feel that. And therefore your balls will never be emptied. They will always be full. And thus a chemical known as estrogen will be produced in your body, which will shrink away your clitty, which will minimize your muscle mass, and it will make you feel so utterly feminized, sexualized. So then, no matter what you do, as long as you forever are impotent and your clitty is locked away in a cage, you will always be horny. And this mindset is so very important for you to understand, to master, to accept your sissy place. I want you all now to look at the picture behind me. If you have cell phones, I would like you to Google the image of a real man's big balls. Go ahead and look it up now. Or stare at the image behind me. This is a picture of real man balls. They are so big, so plump, and so very full of real man sperm. Superior alpha sperm. And I want you to stare at them. I want you to gaze on them. Fixate on them. If you have a picture on your cell phone, or maybe you came to class with a computer, I want you to Google search real men's balls, big balls. And I want you now to stare at these balls, these large, dangling, massive balls. It doesn't matter if they're hairy. It doesn't matter if they're sheen. It only matters that they are big. The bigger they are, the better. I want you to look at them, and I want you to be hypnotized by them. I want these images of a real man with his massive balls just dangling below his large cock. I want his balls to be fixated within your mind, mesmerized, hypnotized. I want you to always think of a real man's balls, his giant bouncy balls, with the sperm that he feeds girls all the time, and all the girls in the world that want you impotent forever. These same girls want to worship these big, massive balls. These orbs, these round balls, are every girl's motivation and inspiration. And you are a sissy princess, a failed man with an ever-shrinking clitty, and therefore, you take the role of a girl. You see the world as a girl. And you too will worship these big, massive balls. If you are looking at balls on your computer, I want you to get as close to the balls as you can. I want you to imagine what they smell like, what they taste like. I want these balls to radiate within your mind, to become the very core of who you are. These balls are your inspiration and your motivation. You are obsessed with a real man's balls. By looking at these balls, you know that your little sissy testes are locked away in a chastity device. Looking at his massive free balls, you should look at your sissy sack and think how inferior you are compared to these massive, massive balls. Now then, we went into great detail in the beginning of this class about how a real man's balls always fill with alpha male sperm that must be emptied on a daily basis. Now then, I have a very small picture behind me. It is a picture of a sissy's balls. with a symbol of an X over it. Now I want you to stare at the big balls of a real man to the left and the sissy balls to the right. Now back to the real man's balls. A real man deserves to ejaculate an orgasm on a daily basis. And the sissy balls deserve nothing. Your sissy balls deserve nothing. Back to the real man's balls that must be drained, emptied. Your job is to empty his massive balls. You stare at his balls and you can relate to him, knowing how the cum and the sperm builds every second of every day. You know this feeling, but you are bound in chastity. You are inferior to him. Therefore, you must serve him. You must empty these big balls. You must suck his cock. You must do everything you can to pleasure his balls and pleasure his cock until he empties his sack inside of your mouth, deep inside of your tummy. All of his sperm must pour down your throat. His warm sperm must ooze slowly and forcefully down your throat. Now then, this thought, you must fixate on it. You must become obsessed with it. Draining his balls, ever being aware that his balls are building. This real man's balls are getting so heavy, and you will never get a release, but he deserves his release. He must have his release. Constantly look back and forth between the massive, perfect, superior, ginormous, huge balls of a real man, and then look back to his sissy balls, little, pathetic, deserves nothing more than to be punished and hit. And yes, sweetheart, if we ever catch you tampering with your sissy cage, if we ever get word that you actually try to be intimate with a female, your sissy balls will be punished. But we will not delve too far into that, because you are such a good sissy princess. Being sissified makes you happy. It drives you. Shrinking away your clitoris makes you so ever happy. And therefore, you don't have to worry about your little sissy balls having any pain or damage. You're better than that. You will be rewarded with sexual humiliation, not punished like some bad sissies out there who still want to pretend to be a man. Even though all the girls in the world want you impotent, those sissies, they will get punished. But inevitably, they will learn their place, just like you are learning your place now. Unlike them, you are going to be so happy, and all the girls are going to love you so very much. Now then, stare back at the picture with the little baby balls with the red X over it. Always permanently denied. That is right. You and your inferior, shrinking baby balls must always be denied. You don't deserve a sexual release. You don't deserve any satisfaction from your inferior, inadequate, little sissy balls. You don't deserve that, sweetheart. You know that your balls are inferior. You know the sperm inside your balls are truly, intrinsically, utterly worthless. All girls want your sperm to be destroyed. They want it to not exist. Your balls have no purpose in this world. Your sperm has no purpose in this world, other than to be humiliated. That is the only reason your balls are even there, to remind you, to sissify you, to always allow your mind to regain the knowledge if you ever forget that you are a sissy, a sweet sissy princess. All of the sperm in your balls, all of the useless sissy sperm in your sack, must stay locked away inside your sack. I know you're gonna get horny, I know you're gonna want to release, but you're not allowed. Your sperm is so inferior. You don't deserve any pleasure. You deserve to have all your sissy cum locked away in your sissy sack forever, only to be released through anal penetration. That is the only way for you. So now, stare at this picture behind me of your sissy balls with a red X, and then forget about them, because the world doesn't care about your useless balls. The world only laughs at you. Sexy girls only want to humiliate you. So then I am going to make the picture disappear, as it should in your mind. Your little balls must be tucked away in your sissy panties and utterly forgotten about. Unless, of course, you need a reminder of who you are. Then they are there to remind you and to help humiliate you. Now let us go back to the image that you all love. The image that you've clearly been missing so very much. The image of the real man's balls. Now then, we have established that all real men deserve to have their balls released on a daily basis. And that is your true calling. That is your true place in life. Yes, one of the most important things is shrinking away your clitty, growing your female breasts, growing your ass, and making your body so feminine and sexy. Another one of the most important things to you is being all the beautiful girls' best friends, hanging out with them, laughing with them, having slumber parties, sleepovers. Those are so important. Those moments are so very important to you. But your true calling, your true role in life, is to be a sexual servant to men. To be used sexually by a real man. You see, in life, real men work so very hard to get the sexual release they deserve. They talk to beautiful girls, and most of the time, all the sexy girls want everything to do with their cocks. Most of the time, a real girl would drop on her knees and suck him off and ride him into the sunset, giving him and her so much sexual pleasure all the way until they both receive orgasm. And this is the natural way of things. But sometimes, girls have bad days. Sometimes, girls don't want to be thought of as sexual objects. You see, men, unlike you, don't care about females' feelings. They don't care about a girl at all, other than her sexy body. A real man would hate to listen to a girl's boring day. He just wants to rip her clothes off and fuck the shit out of her. And sometimes, this makes girls sad, and this makes girls not want to fuck their real men. Even though all women secretly want to fuck their real men so hard. to suck his cock with everything they have. But sometimes girls want their real men to respect them, so they deny their real men. This doesn't happen very often, but sometimes it does. And then real men, their balls begin to feel, get so full, and their sacks want to explode, and they get aggressive. They get angry. And real men don't deserve to feel sexually frustrated. Of course, that is a normal way of life for you, to constantly be sexually frustrated. But real men don't deserve this at all. And that is where you come in. When a real man can't find a hot girl to fuck, a beautiful girl to relieve his balls of all the tension, that is where you come in. You are there to satisfy his balls. If a real man is at a nightclub and he can't get a real girl to fuck, he will gladly settle for a mincing, feminized sissy to give him that sexual release, to relieve his balls of the pressure of his superior sperm. He will immediately walk up to you and say, "I'm going to fuck you, sissy." And you would say, "Yes, daddy, of course. I can't wait." You will go anywhere he takes you. You will use common sense and you will be safe. The Sissy Academy will make sure you are always protected and safe. But if he asks you to pay for the hotel, you will gladly pay for it. You will go to the room and you will immediately drop to your knees like a lightning bolt, like a sissy lightning bolt, jumping to his pants, undoing his belts, lowering his boxers. The anticipation would kill you. It's so arousing to you. Removing his massive cock from his boxers, looking at it with your sissy eyes, realizing its superiority over you, knowing that this is your true calling, emptying his balls and serving him. This is your true purpose. You will begin to suck his cock, slowly and longingly, fitting his entire massive cock in your mouth. It doesn't matter if you choke. We will train you to alleviate your gag reflex. You will be deep-throating cock very soon. One of your classes will be focused strictly on removing your gag reflex. You will take cock in your mouth like a true sissy professional. When a real man's cock is in your mouth, so many thoughts go through your mind. With a giant, massive cock inside of your mouth, you will know without a shadow of a doubt that you are not a real man. A real man would never do this. A real man would never be caught dead sucking a cock, sucking an alpha man's giant penis. But here you are, longingly sucking him, taking his cock in and out of your mouth, pulling it out, your hands never leaving his balls, your vibrating tongue ring, your cock ring, massaging the outer rim of his cock, in and out, massaging his penis, hearing his sound effects, his moaning, his grunts as he feels the pleasure from your tongue ring, from your luscious lips. And yes, as we alluded to earlier, you will have dick-sucking lips. DSL from my sissy princess. As you take his cock longingly into your mouth, your hands on his balls, feeling his balls build and pulse in your hands. And thus, you will know at that moment that this is your power. This is where you get your strength, from sucking his cock and feeling his sperm build in his balls. And then, one of your favorite things in the world, you will pull his cock out of your mouth, and you will begin to suck his balls. You will remember the picture that you saw before of those big, giant balls fixated in your mind, an image you cannot escape, you cannot erase, a real man's balls programmed into your head forever. The first thing you think of when you wake up and the last thing you think of when you go to sleep is a real man's pulsing balls. And now in this moment, finally, you are sucking his balls. You are trying so hard to fit both of his massive balls in your mouth at the same time, sucking them, licking them, fondling them. Allowing your tongue ring to vibrate around them. You know, as you will be trained to know if you don't already, the more you please a man's balls, the more sperm builds in his balls. And that is your purpose, to empty the balls of real men. So now, you will pleasure his balls. You will suck his balls. You will suck his big balls. And then he will put your mouth right back on his cock. His fingers will go below your chin and he will guide your face back to his cock. He can't take it anymore. You will suck his cock again, making it last, squeezing his balls if you have to because you don't want him to come. This is your power, preventing him from coming. He wants so badly to drain his balls inside of you. You want so badly to swallow every drop of his sperm. Because you would never waste a single drop of an alpha male, real man's load. You will swallow every drop, every time. But then you pull your mouth, you pull his cock out of your mouth yet again and go back to his balls. For this is your favorite thing in the world. The only thing you love more in this world than sucking on a real man's cock is sucking on a real man's balls. You will say that to yourself over and over. While you're sucking this real man's massive balls, you will say that to yourself all the time. When you see a pretty girl and you're reminded of your impotence, and your impotence sexually programs you and triggers your ass, the tingling in your ass, the desire to be fucked, correlating to your impotence. You will think to yourself, the only thing you love more than sucking a real man's cock is sucking on a real man's balls. You will say that over and over again. The only thing you love more than sucking on a real man's cock is sucking on a real man's balls. And you will pleasure his balls. You will bring his balls so much pleasure by sucking them, licking them, vibrating them with your tongue ring. And he will then grab your face and force it on his cock. Enough's enough. You've teased your real man long enough. You've teased your lover long enough. It is time to suck the shit out of his cock. No more teasing. It is face fucking time. You're gonna take his cock so deep in your throat and you are going to face fuck the shit out of you. If he grabs your head and thrusts your face on his cock and literally face fucks the shit out of you, you will allow him to do so. You will suck the shit out of his cock as fast as you can, taking his cock deep, sucking it, showing him the power of your saliva. And of course, when he orgasms, you will take every drop into your mouth. You will put your face deep down on his cock as his balls are beginning to empty and his penis begins to gyrate and the veins in his cock begin to pulsate as he shoots and squirts one load after another. The first load going straight down your throat. The second load almost choking you as it's too much for your throat to handle all of the warm liquid. The super salty sperm, the flavor of a real man, pouring down your throats as he shoots 4, 3, 4 more loads into your mouth. Once his last load hits, your throat will stop. You will have all of his sperm completely filling your mouth till both of your cheeks are puffed out because your mouth is full of sperm. You will then look up at your daddy, your big man daddy, staring up at his eyes. And you will gargle his sperm. You will gargle it. So his flavor stays with you for hours. His salty manhood staying with you. And after gargling his sperm, you will swallow every drop. And the flavor will explode all the way down to your tummy. You will have so much sperm in your stomach. You will look up at him lovingly. You will feel so proud of yourself. You know you're impotent. You know your clit is shrinking, and you know your clit will never become hard again. You are unable to get hard. You are unable to fuck. And you don't deserve to ever have pleasure from your dick. But you will look up at this real man, and in this moment, you will know you accomplished your purpose. You satisfied your true purpose in this life. You accepted your place in this life. You will look up at him. You will massage his balls and continue to suck his cock, trying to get any remnants of sperm that remains. You will feel his balls beginning to smaller, knowing his balls are emptied by you. Your real man will probably light up a cigarette, look at you and say, "Thanks, bitch," and walk out, leaving you there full of the sperm. And you will feel so satisfied, so mentally satisfied. You secretly hoped he wanted to fuck you again. And he wanted to lift you up and bend you over and fuck the shit out of you, letting your sissy balls get a little tiny release. The harder he fucked you, the more release you have gotten. But that doesn't matter. This man didn't want that. This man wanted to bust a nut in you, get a release, and go about his business. And that is completely okay. But you know that you will then seek another man, and another man, and another man, until you finally get the fucking you so deserve and so want, to have your ass fucked so hard. You don't deserve any pleasure from your clitty, but you deserve all of the anal sex you could ever get. That, my sweet princess, that is what you deserve. All the anal sex you can handle. Always receiving a real man's cock deep inside of your ass. That is what you deserve. Now then, I want you to walk out of class, but constantly remembering the picture behind me. Constantly remembering the picture in your cell phones. Save it. Set it as your background. So anybody who sees your cell phone will know your true calling is to empty the balls of real men. A sissy sexual training derives from the emptying of a real man's balls. You live to empty the balls of real men. That is your purpose. That is your true functionality. To shrink away your cleavage. Be humiliated by girls, and to empty the balls of real men. Now then, the next time you see a man walking down the street, you will immediately stare between his crotch. You will look for the bulge in his pants, and you will think, "I wonder if his balls need to be released. I wonder how long he's gone without a release." The fact that your balls never get a release will be a constant reminder of how horny all men are. And they deserve to be released. You deserve to be denied. Therefore, you admire the real men who deserve to get released. And you will suck their cocks, please their bonds, and empty their bonds. You will empty all the bonds of all the men in the world. That is your obsession. That is your place in this world. I am so proud of you. I am so proud of all of you. You are working so hard, and you still have so much work ahead of you. And I am looking forward to seeing you all again. Now then, class dismissed. On the way out, please pay tribute to my feet and kiss my high-heeled shoes. Enjoy your relaxing stay in the nursery, where you will listen to relaxing sounds and be taken care of by nannies and pampered, and you will be thickly diapered, and you will be listening to relaxing sounds of binary waves that will program your clitian bones to shrink away and to cause permanent, irreversible impotence. So come and pay tribute to my feet, and I cannot wait to see you all in the next class. Until then, my beautiful sissy princess, goodbye.